following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub! What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers? I go get you answers.
But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Contact the show at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776, or email the show at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice!
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Doug and Daddy Show Monday edition. Just want to say, hey, everybody, thanks for listening. We sure appreciate it. We're keeping busy. We've talked about a lot of things over the last few weeks with the new hires and the All-Star Games going on, and we've got more of that this week. But now we're getting into the College World Series. Let's kind of put this in perspective. College World Series, and you got your Super Regionals wrapping up today, and Scott Carter of GatorZone.com going to join us to talk about Florida's rally in the NCAA tournament to advance on and play baseball in the College World Series going on in Omaha this weekend. So we're going to talk to him. We're going to have coaches on this week that are going to be in Omaha. We're going to have analysts on, people that cover their teams. College World Series. College World Series goes until June 28th, and if necessary, they play a third game. It's June 29th. Then you roll in to July, and we're a week away from 12 teams in 12 days. So it's College World Series, and then we're going to be into football. And at the end of July, we're off to Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. It's going to fly by. And it's also unfortunate that the summer flies by right with it. But that is a lot of what's coming up over the next few weeks here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we appreciate all the kind words as we've been out here just in the last month. And always folks saying, hey, we listen to the show. We like that. We like this. We like your interviews. If you ever miss any of the show, it's up there on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. Some folks say, well, you know what? I changed jobs, or I got a new shift, or my days off are different, and I can't hear you anymore. You can hear us anytime if you want to, folks, and we always appreciate it on the podcast, ESPNSuperstation.com. We had a lot of really nice interviews, good interviews on last week, including new Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad and the winningest coach in men's basketball, Don Meyer. So check that out if you'd like. But this week, we start anew. We're going to be on the road Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday, we head to Hastings 8-Man All-Star Camp for the Sotoma 8-Man All-Star Classic. And we're looking forward to that. But a lot to get to on the show today. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer, engineer, Merritt, and we would love to have your input on anything that happened over the weekend. Obviously, in a moment, we're going to touch on the NBA. Game 6 of the NHL playoffs tonight. I miss Dan Patrick. I'm just going to mention that. I'm sorry. I'm going to throw one at the mothership today. How many analysts do I need telling me the same thing? How many people need to be telling me that LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, and you know what, I'll start with this observation. Yes, I picked Miami in 6, and you're going to throw me under the bus, and that's fine. That's all fun and games, and you took Dallas because I had Miami, and that's great. And I I pulled for Dirk Nowitzki 10 years ago. Two things. There is no way in hell Dirk Nowitzki is one of the top 10 NBA players of all time, and I love Dirk Nowitzki. I like the way he plays. I like the way he handles himself. But also, when you get a member of the media last night asking Dwayne Wade and LeBron James if they choked, yank the credentials and don't ever let him back in. And LeBron and Dwayne, and if they were making, you know, I'm going to say somewhere somebody thinks they were making fun of Dirk Nowitzki and his sinus infection. Okay, well, there are bigger tragedies in the world. They handled that and all season long, I believe, with class. They didn't get upset. They didn't pull off this, what other athletes would do. And it was a great series. And Dallas wins the series 4-2, and congratulations. It's great to see. And Mark Cuban handling it with class after, let's face it, a lot of people didn't like Mark Cuban because of the way he was. We thought, I liked it. I liked a little brash. He brought a little something different to the game. And through this whole ordeal, very calm, and I guess if you want to say mature and professional. Those are my thoughts.
Well, I'd like to start off by saying I did not just pick Dallas because you took Miami. I took Dallas because, well, when we had Shelly Smith on, she took Dallas, and she covers the NBA. I think she's probably closer to the things, probably knows more about it than either one of us, so I just went with her. So that's why, really, the reason I picked Dallas. I got to think that after the game, Eric Spoelstra said it best. The coach for the Heat, knowing that he's going to be back, knowing if they decide to keep him as head coach with that group, they're going to be back and have opportunities to win this thing. You know, the next 5 years, the grass is very, very green in Miami. Everything's going great. He was the one that said, guys, answering all those choke questions, asking, well, why wasn't LeBron? Well, first he started on the zone defense. Well, they do a pretty good job of mixing it up. They go to zone, they take you out of a rhythm. We couldn't get back in the rhythm, yada, yada, yada. But he kept going back to, those guys made shots. Then he talked about Dirk being, with his size and with his skill set, being one of the toughest people to defend in all of basketball. The guy is 7 foot. You know, your high school basketball coach tells you, don't fade away. Take it straight up. Well, apparently, fading away works if you work on it long enough. The guy is really indefensible, and when he starts making shots, which he didn't do the first half, Jason Terry had to step up. But none of the media wants to give any credit to anybody. They just want to tear apart the Heat.
Now, and right there, you brought up an interesting point. Dirk Nowitzki didn't light it up the last two ball games. He had 21 and 21 or 24 and 21. In game five, he was 10 of 10 from the line. And he shot horribly last night. And some of the analysts, oh, and I admire the way he just kept shooting. Yeah, okay. So it's okay for Dirk to stink, but it's not okay for LeBron to miss a few shots. It's just the whole thing is mind-boggling to me, the way that the national media is trying to twist this whole finals series.
I just think you had the young group of guys in Wade, Bosch, and LeBron standing on the hill, rubbing their feet. Let's run down there and win us a game. Then on the next hill, you had the old Bulls, Kidd looking at Dirk saying, let's just walk down there and win us a series. It's pretty much what happened. The old Bulls outsmarted the young Bulls again. They just stayed within themselves, kept battling, kept making shots. And look, when Dirk wasn't making them, who was the guy that made his second bucket that no one guarded, apparently? It was the end of the third quarter, end of the half, from the elbow, that looked like he took 6 seconds to shoot the ball, and the thing went through right as the thing went through the hoop right as the whole backboard lit up to tell you that was the end of the period? You never heard of the guy. It was his second bucket. Brian Cardinal, taking charges, doing what he did, the little things. No, you never heard of Brian Cardinal before. And you know, for those...
What did he say? He played 6 minutes in the first three games or something crazy?
Something
like that?
Ridiculous. And you go, you hear these people talk about that you didn't hear anybody else besides LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. You heard Mario Chalmers. You heard Howard. You heard Miller throughout times. Other people did contribute for that team, no matter what the national people wanted. There were a lot of people contributed. It's a team game. But I think when they made the point that only three people contributed for the... No, they didn't. There were several times that Mike Miller stepped up and buried shots in the playoffs.
Juwan Howard fouled some people.
Juwan Howard fouled people. But he contributed. Mario Chalmers contributed. And you can say what you want about 10 people contributing for Dallas. That's true. But several other people contributed for Miami. Dallas just a better team this series. Better team, period. Give them some credit. Don't tear everybody apart.
Last night was the biggest blowout of the series, 10 points. I mean, that was the biggest margin of victory. So it's a bounce here. It's a shot here. It's something, you know, it's not like it was, it's not like this NHL series where the home team's winning every game and Boston blew out Vancouver, the two games in Boston, and they were all close in Vancouver. It's not been like that. And so there it is. And I think when it all goes down, Dirk Nowitzki will have won a title, and that's going to be our poll question of the week. Check it out on ESPNSuperstation.com. Do you think, like his coach does, that Dirk Nowitzki is one of the top 10 players in NBA history? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on our power poll, our pivotal poll, and we would love to hear from you. Our previous one, Darren Erstad, everybody thought he's a good hire. Not a lot of votes, but the folks that did vote thought Darren Erstad was a good hire. That was our last poll question. Mark in Minden says, so what do the Heat do now? Do they panic and add another piece to their puzzle for next year? Well, that's two things, Mark. Yes, they add another piece to their puzzle. No, they do not panic. I mean, they're not going to be putting in Amari Stoudemire, or they're not going to be putting in Carmelo Anthony. Maybe. Maybe they get Allen Iverson.
I don't think that's a missing piece.
Obviously, they've got to find a big man in the middle. I mean, Chris Bosh does what he does.
Haslam does
They've got to find one more guy, maybe another guard. It depends what they want to do with LeBron. It depends what LeBron wants to do. But they're not going to panic. Yes, they are going to add another piece. And I think some folks are going to see somebody out there, and whoever that is, and you're going to hear probably all about it here in the next day or two on ESPN radio or television, is they'll start telling you who the free agents are.
They don't talk about college baseball there.
They don't talk about anything there. It's been pathetic. But, I mean, they're giving it coverage, but not this is a great series coverage. It's LeBron stinks coverage, and Dirk's the great. It's weird. It's just weird. It reminds me of when Houston won them. But the Bulls didn't have Jordan, so that's why Houston won them. Or the Knicks could never get over the hump, or whatever the case may be. But you'll be hearing in free agency who might be a fit for the Miami Heat. And I think it's attractive because whoever this person is knows that they can win now. They are over the Boston jinx. They are the best team in the East, and they do need somebody. So there is a player out there that can fill a role and be meaningful to this team. And Miami, Was it Jalen Rose said this morning? They exceeded expectations this year. They were supposed to be a year away. They were two wins away from winning it all.
I even thought going down the stretch last night, and you talk about, I thought the guys announcing the game were non-biased and did a pretty good job. But down the stretch, Dallas was in control from about 8 minutes. They had a 10-12-point lead and just kind of held it there throughout the rest of the game. But down the stretch, they're like, and another offensive rebound. Well, the ball bounced 14 feet out and somebody bats the thing away. You're talking about Dallas making some shots, and last night Dallas caught some breaks. The bounces went Dallas's way down the stretch. Nobody says that. It's just another offensive rebound. Well, the Heat guys have got everybody boxed out. The ball shoots 6 foot over their head, and somebody knocks it out. Oh, my gosh, the Heat are just standing around. No, they're not. The ball's over their head. They don't have a choice. It's just the way the ball bounced.
You can always email the Doug and Daddy Show and get ready for your three words of the week brought to you by Big Daddy's Deli. And we will draw out a winner. And what we do is merit. And Tony and myself all give you one word, and we encourage you to use those words in an email that you send to us. Now, you don't have to. We read most of the emails on the air. But if you do use the three words of the week, then we will put you in the drawing for Friday's large combo meal to Big Dally's Deli, two locations in Hastings at 610 East South or 801 West 2nd, and in Kearney, top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, home of how many sandwiches?
Well, they say a bazillion, but I think it's up to bazillion and 19.
There you go. It's all so good. And your words of the week, Merritt.
Party.
Merritt went with party. Party.
Party.
Daddy,
interesting.
Do you have a word?
I'm going to go with decision.
Oh, the research is just amazing. Party and decision. Wow.
So a lot of decisions.
I got to put something in. I got to put something in there, huh? I'm going to go with... Nah, see, I was going to go flood, but I want something positive. College World Series. Let's make it easy. I'm going to go with Omaha. So party, decision, Omaha. Those are the three words of the week. Use them any way you want. Party, decision, Omaha. And if you use them in an email to us here at the Doug and Daddy Show, you'll be a finalist for our Big Dally Deli large combo. Also, giving away on the show this week, an entry to the two-day, two-man extravaganza brought to you by Michelob Ultra at the Broken Bow Country Club. They play nine holes of best ball alternate, aggregate, scramble. It's over the 2 days, this Saturday and Sunday, and we're going to be drawing out the winner middle of the week. As we go to break, 888-455-ESPN. If you have not already been entered, and we have had very good response to this, if you would like to play in the two-man, two-day extravaganza this weekend in Broken Bow with the Calcutta and all the fun games that go along with it, then all you have to do is give us a call right now. Merritt will get you signed up. We'll draw out middle of the week. 888-455-ESPN. If you want to make sure that you're into the tournament and don't wait for the luck of the draw, contact the Broken Bow Country Club at 308- 872-6444, 872-6444, the Broken Bow Country Club Michelob Ultra Extravaganza this Saturday and Sunday. We're back with more after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
It's your chance to win bragging rights and great flag prizes June 17th at the 6th Annual Jerseys Four-Man Scramble. Sign up today at Jerseys for the Four-Man Scramble Golf Tournament June 17th at Meadowlark Hills. It's $300 a team, and join us afterwards at Jerseys for dinner, drinks, and awards. Sponsored by Cashway Distributing, Cisco Food Services, Republic National Distributing Company, Nebraska Land Distributing, Moss & Stewart Insurance, Optical Gallery, and Cinema 8.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
It's your home for all sports, all seasons, all the time.
All sports.
You think losing is funny?
All the time.
You didn't listen to a word I said.
Inside sports.
You better have a backup plan.
In an audio sort of way. This is the station with a nose for sports.
You've hit upon the one thing I've always wanted.
A really big nose.
Be our guy.
So go ahead, take your shot.
Ooh, that's good.
Your home for sports, all seasons, all the time. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a slight chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms today as temperatures climb towards 80 degrees. For tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm with a low of 62. On Tuesday, look for a slight chance of scattered showers and storms, a high of 81.
Right now, 63.
Mm-hmm.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And Scott, Dave, they're all registered among the many folks that want to go play golf at Broken Bow this weekend. And we'll give you another chance to do that tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy show.
Did you tell them the particulars? It is an 80-20 deal. We take 80 if you win. You get 20. That's just the way it works around here. Doug and I,
that's,
80.
That's for you.
We get 80. You get 20. Hey, some of they don't
I
take
used to
from
think
you.
That was the only way. I used to think that was the only way I'd ever win in golf, but that's not the case anymore. Yeah, 1 week anniversary.
Doug's winning. You're winning when you stop by Complete Nutrition. They're open in Kearney. They're open in Grand Island to better serve your nutrition needs. Just north of Gordman's in Grand Island and just north of Sun Mart in Kearney. Call them today, 338-1-FIT or 382-TONE. In Grand Island, speak to consultant. You can go try the Shred Stack out at the 60-day kit. Insane energy and strength, amazing lean, cut muscle definition, reduced fat, not muscle, with Shred Stack. Folks, they've got what you need. Whether you're talking an energy bar, whether you're talking an energy drink, whether you're talking weight loss supplements.
They got what you need at Complete Nutrition.
Okay. Yeah, they're open. Kearney and Grand Island, or try them out online, CompleteNutrition.com.
In the Belmont Stakes, and Shackelford is on the rails, and he's lost the lead. On the outside is Brilliant Speed, Ruler on Ice, Animal Kingdom is on the far outside. Could he be this good? He's down the middle of the track. Ruler on Ice, Brilliant Speed, up the fence, Stay Thirsty is coming on. Animal Kingdom won't get there. Shackelford is back to fourth. Ruler on Ice, Stay Thirsty on the inside. These two down to the wire. Ruler on Ice at 24-1 in the Belmont Stakes.
Your thoughts?
I felt bad because everybody wanted before the race to talk about if Animal Kingdom wins, if this, if that, will he be the 3-year-old champion and say all these great things and have all this money, which you would have had. The track was so muddy, first of all, to start out with, which almost figured him out of the deal. And the way that the racetrack was such a speed biased, everything that got, you had to be at the front or you just had no chance. You couldn't come from dead last like he proved he almost could do in the Preakness. That was not going to happen. That almost excluded him right there. Then he trips on the heels of another horse, probably lucky, did not injure himself, makes it through the race, finishes fifth or sixth. Great job. I think that was about as high as he could have expected to finish in those conditions. And I think that, you know what, they're just the racetrack set up for those other horses better than it did him.
Sometimes we have to look back, as you like to do from time to time. Joe Drape from the New York Times was on, and none of the favorite horses hit the trifecta was amazing, because none of the horses that Joe liked or most of the people liked won. I go back to Friday. I guess I kind of like just looking at the form, Ruler on Ice. Can any of those three do anything, Joe?
You know, do you want me to book that bet on either of those three right there?
Joe on the phone!
So they don't have a player. I'm sorry to tell you, they don't have a player.
I had 10 across the board. 10 across the board on the ruler. And that's like 10 lunches from
but
you.
No, that's not. But then you picked your horses and did not have Ruler on Ice.
I said my upset special, that was Ruler on Ice. That's what I said. It was beautiful.
No,
yes, I did.
That is not
what. I think Merritt will confirm that.
I'm saying.
I mean, even the guys that make the picks, I'm not saying I picked him to win, but the guys that make the picks, they put their picks down, and then they put their long shot special of the day in there. That was my long shot special. Joe said none of them had a chance. I don't know, man. But how much do you think the track had to do with it?
All of it. It was a sloppy disaster of a mess. And we all should have been watching Dos Equis commercials. Stay thirsty, my friend. He's been telling you all along.
He didn't win.
No, but it was a pretty nice price for second and third.
It's a long race. It's a long, long, long race. Long race. Daddy made some poor decisions when he went to Omaha to party. True story, using our three words of the week. Also,
where'd that come from?
I was rooting for Miami, but now that Dallas has won and the party has started, it makes it an easy decision to focus my attention to Omaha to watch the College World Series. More emails coming in with our three words of the week.
Wonder
right off.
They asked Mark Cuban about the rings because everybody thought this was going to be this elaborate thing. He just kind of smiles. He's going to do something a little different. He didn't tell them what it was, but it's probably not going to be a ring.
It's probably going to be cars. It's probably going to be something amazing. Plus, he's already said he's footing the bill for the victory parade in Dallas.
Because he can.
Because he can, people.
Why haven't you ever paid for a parade, Tony? Well, because I can't. Mark Cuban can.
There you go. All right. Other things that stuck out over the weekend to you, Daddy?
You know what? I guess I'm in Nebraska here. I'm going back to the college baseball. I thought it was refreshing when you turned on the TV to have games on that meant something this time of year. Yeah, you can watch the Major League Baseball, but this time of the year, and maybe it's just because we're in the Midwest, maybe you don't even notice it if you live outside of a 500-mile radius. But when you turned on and Texas is playing Arizona State and you can pick whatever game you want. Last night when I was flipping it around, one of the channels I kept going back and forth to between commercials was Dallas Baptist in California. It was nice to have. I don't know why there's not more college baseball on. I think that's interesting. A great sport and a fun to watch sport, high energy sport. And until this weekend, we haven't had a whole lot of it.
And I'm going to agree from the standpoint of the crap that they put on some of the ESPN networks in place of college baseball. Now, down the stretch here, you're seeing more and more of it. But why would there be a girls' high school softball game on ESPN2 and you put men's college baseball on ESPNU? Wouldn't you flip-flop those? Drag racing. Other stuff that does not... I mean, you can't tell me it's more popular than college baseball. You just can't tell me that because it's not. And I know some of that is just like the Nationwide Tour and the Cox Classic. They pay for the time. I've got to imagine those drag racing circuits, they pay ESPN to be on.
They must. That can be the only reason they're on. How about our boy Travel Dolognev?
Kicking ass, taking names. He beat his longtime rival in Steve Mako. And if I said that wrong, somebody can let me know. But I believe that's correct. He lost the first match to him and then come back and beat him in the second and third for the best 2 out of 3. So once again, he will represent Team USA as the heavyweight, winning the World Team Trials Saturday in Oklahoma City. They go to Istanbul, Turkey.
Which is lovely.
Sometime this
right
fall.
Here.
Also, former Husker Justin Ruiz is on the team.
Cool. It was weird because I think he handled Mako relatively 3-0, 3-0. It was something.
It's strange.
When he got beat before, you would have thought
1-0, 1-0, 1-0, win 3. Yeah, it's always ride time or you get one takedown. That's about the extent at this level. You try and stay away in some points. But the bottom line is Travel continues on with his great wrestling career, and he's the best heavyweight right now in the United States of America.
Which is pretty cool.
Which is amazing. The Nebraska Danger's first season come to an end. We hope to be able to catch up with the general manager, Mike McCoy, sometime in the near future to kind of get his thoughts on how the year went. And you look at the record, 3-11. I think we were fired up when they were 3-3, and they actually won a game right off the get-go. As we heard, the expansion teams the last few years either won one or no games. And then the danger ran into what some organizations – at this level, there's always so many intangibles, and they ran into a whole lot of those intangibles, changing players, changing coaches, having coaches that couldn't coach, not from a X and O standpoint, but because of some violations and – the Danger survived the season and played a heck of a game on Saturday, lost with 3 seconds to go to Wyoming, 46-44, who is a playoff team. So I believe, if I saw this right, the Danger may have led the conference in attendance, and so that's a good thing. And let's be honest, that's really the only thing that matters to owners of teams like this. That's the only way they can survive. It doesn't matter how good their team is, they have to have the attendance. Now, obviously, if the product doesn't get better over 5 years, then you would probably see why would we go to watch a team that's 2-10. But it'll be interesting to see what the future of the Danger holds.
My favorite part about the Nebraska Danger, I've got to be honest with you, that half-pound hot dog at Pump Pantry, the Danger dog. Excelente.
Favorite part, Dixie Wooten.
He was a quarterback for the day. That's
best part of the day.
If you're sitting out there going, Dixie, yeah,
besides the uniforms in the black field, Dixie Wooten. Real deal. Also, congratulations, and coming up in just a moment, Scott Carter, right after the break from GatorZone.com. All-star games over the weekend had the Shrine Soccer Classic in Hastings, and Hastings' Ashton Pulowski scored late in regulation to tie the girls' game at 3. They went into overtime, and it ended up as a tie, second tie in the history of that event. Sam Armin of Norris was the MVP on the girls' side. Gustavo Alvero of Columbus on the boys' side. Mark Bonk's North team, the coach of Kearney Catholic, won it by a score of 5-1. And again, they raised a lot of money for the Nebraska Kidney Association in Minden Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And what a great job, all that they do there at Pro Team Design and New West. And we were a part of that as well here at ESPN Radio. But the folks at Minden that volunteer their time to ref or run the lines or run the scoreboard or sell the concessions, whatever they need to do. And four conferences. I mean, there were some nice days out there, and these senior kids were giving up a full day or two in some instances to be there and compete in these all-star games. And the boys, Southwest Conference, made a heck of a rally and beat the Lou Platte 89-73. Ben Hunt of Ainsworth was the MVP. Fort Kearney Conference held off the Twin Valley Conference 80-78. Your man, Bryce Runge of Axtell, was the most valuable player in that contest. And maybe the highlight of that, I mean, the highlight for me maybe of that whole game was being within earshot of assistant coach Jay Stair of Overton. You know, I could hear things that most of the rest of the crowd couldn't, being at the scorer's table and announcing the games. It's just funny. And the good thing is he didn't get overly stressed.
Never does.
On the girls' side, the Lou Platte Conference beat the Southwest Conference, and Mackenzie Mudloff of St. Paul was the MVP. Michaela Heinrichs of Wilcox held with the MVP in the girls' game for the Fort Kearney Conference as they beat the Twin Valley Conference. We need to take a break, and when we come back, more on the Doug and Daddy Show, including College World Series talk with Florida Gators, and we head out to GatorZone.com with Scott Carter next.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a slight chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms today as temperatures climb towards 80 degrees. For tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm with a low of 62. On Tuesday, look for a slight chance of scattered showers and storms, a high of 81.
Right now, 63.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. In just a moment, we're going to head to Florida. Oh, that'd be awesome. Let's just stop right there. We'd head to Florida. That'd be okay. GatorZone.com. Scott Carter's with us in just a moment here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. We're going to be live at Midway Chrysler on Wednesday for a special two-hour show where we've got a lot of College World Series coverage. And, folks, it's getting ready for Father's Day. Think hassle-free for Father's Day and bring your dad out to the Midway Auto dealerships for special Father's Day savings and gifts. Free dad from the everyday hassles with hassle-free pricing by Midway Auto dealerships and get the lowest price on every vehicle without the worries of negotiation. And you know what? Dad probably knows that if you're going off to college, you're going to need a vehicle. Or you're old enough now that you're in high school that you need a vehicle. Dad loves hassle-free. Take him out there and get rid of two things all at once. You know, less stress, and he gets you.
Get rid of the beater. You need something decent. Right.
And anyone who purchases a new vehicle from Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac or Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram from the weekend of the 15th through the 18th, gets their choice of either a Cabela's or Builder's Warehouse $100 gift card. It's all part of what they do for you. Don't forget to look on Facebook, like Midway, and you'll have special offers and a chance to win special gifts as well from the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and we'll be there live on Wednesday.
Right now, Douglas, as you mentioned before, we head to the lovely state of Florida. Scott Carter joins us, GatorZone.com. Scott, has your heart palpitations went away?
Oh, big word.
Scott, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
No, oh, there we go. Scott, have your heart palpitations went away?
Yeah, it took a while last night, though. I mean, it was a great game, obviously, just a back-and-forth game, and you know, they had everybody there at McKeithen Stadium kind of on edge for really all the whole nine innings for two straight days. So it was about as good of a, you know, a super regional series as it could ask for.
Didn't look like it was going to be that way the very first game of all the super regionals on Friday. Florida just goes out and crushes Mississippi State. And then they've got the lead going into the bottom of the ninth on Saturday. It looked like they were going to get out of there in a sweep. Then all of a sudden, like you say, they're heading into the bottom of the seventh inning yesterday, and they don't have a lead in Game 3.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Florida has been playing as well as anybody really in the postseason. And then, like you said, Game 1 went their way, so it's looking like maybe a sweep on Saturday. And then, of course, Mississippi State brings in a reliever, Caleb Miller, who really kind of changed the direction of the game. And then, of course, Nick Vickerson hit the two-run walk-off homer, and then you're thinking, wow, this could go either way on Sunday. And Florida jumped out to a nice lead again yesterday, but I mean, I got to give a lot of credit to Mississippi State. I mean, that is a team that just would not go away, and Florida really had to earn it yesterday, and of course they did on the Preston Tucker's three-run homer there in the seventh. But it was, like I said, it was just a great series. If you like college baseball, you know, that was a series that you should really have loved.
You know, Nick Vickerson's going to be a name that's going to go down in Florida baseball infamy, and people will remember that for a long time. He hit in the first four runs yesterday again, and then hit a game-tying single or took the lead in the seventh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Florida was ahead 4-0, and he hit a three-run homer, and then he tied the game with an RBI single. And, you know, it's funny, he was scheduled third in the top of the ninth yesterday, and everybody was wondering, you know, they better keep those guys all safe in front of them, and they did, and, you know, he actually made the last out, but he hit a ball really well to deep left field. But, yeah, if you hadn't heard of him before now, I mean, he's really a nice-looking player for Mississippi State.
Scott, take us back to Saturday night after the defeat. One of Kevin Sullivan will tell you one of the most devastating blows he's ever had in coaching. He did not know what to do. Then he calls this team meeting. What do you know about that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of pressure on this team really from the get-go. You know, they were number one in a lot of polls at the start of the year, and they probably have the deepest pitching staff in the country. And, you know, Florida fans down here, it's a They keep you, they have high expectations every year. So they made the College World Series last year, so everybody, you know, just expects them to get back there, breeze through it. And, of course, it never happens that way. And Saturday night, you know, Vickerson hits the walk-off home run. And, you know, it's odd, too, because he hits it at Florida's home stadium. I mean, how often does that happen, you know, where you're just kind of left out there in your home field? And anyway, you know, just kind of in shock for a couple hours after the game. So he picks up the phone and calls Billy Donovan, the basketball coach, who actually had spoken to the team in the dugout before the game to give him a little pep talk. And Billy said, hey, you know what, if you're this concerned, why don't you call a team meeting? And hung up the phone, and he started texting players to get back to the stadium. By this time, they'd all kind of scattered for the night. So they had about a 10-15-minute team meeting, and he basically just wanted to kind of, I guess, present a voice of calm there because, you know, boy, with how the expectations happen. So he says, you know what, just forget about Saturday night. Let's go Sunday and do our thing. And that's kind of, you know, how they did it.
Talking with Scott Carter of GatorZone.com, College World Series gets underway Saturday in Omaha. What's the feeling for Florida coming in first year, new stadium? Has that been addressed at all about what Florida's thoughts are coming into the first year at these new facilities?
Well, I know there's some excitement, obviously. I mean, these guys experienced Omaha last year, you know, for the first time, and now they get to go back, and like you said, it's a new stadium. I'm sure the buzz out in Omaha is, you know, really at a peak right now. And, you know, they're all looking forward to it. But obviously, you know, how players and teams are. I mean, they try to get that tunnel vision once they reach this stage. And I'm sure that will be addressed. But, you know, they're getting out there on Wednesday. So they'll have a couple of days to kind of take in the environment and everything before they actually play a game. So, I mean, I'm sure they're looking forward to it and wanting to enjoy it.
Hey, Daddy, you know one thing? Who would do well with all this flooding around Omaha?
A gator.
Swampland gator.
Yes.
There you go, brother.
That's an excellent point, Douglas. And for the dumbing down of the bats, you guys have two people, 18 home runs, 14 home runs. Scott, they hit five yesterday. I thought the bats were dumbed down, and you couldn't do that anymore.
I know. I tell you, dude, I mean, it was hot and humid here over the weekend. That ball was just flying out. But those were really well-hit balls, too. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the home run that Tucker hit there to kind of put him ahead for good, but he drilled that ball kind of like a golf ball swing. He just kept going up. But, yeah, I mean, they've had their power. They've had some guys in the, like Austin Maddox, their first baseman, had 17 home runs. He dropped down this year to about six. But then you have SEC player of the year Mike Zunino, who's doubled his home run production. So, you know, bats have affected some teams more than others. But Florida has pretty much withstood that pretty well, I think.
Once again, we're talking with Scott Carter of GatorZone.com here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, what do you think is more impressive about the Florida team, their pitching or their hitting and their offense?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the pitching. I mean, you have three, well, really four top starters in you know, Carson Whitson, a true freshman, 8-0 record. Then you have Hudson Randall, who's kind of the staff ace at 10-3. Ryan Johnson, a guy who we haven't seen since the second round of the SEC tournament. He's been recovering from a concussion, but he looks like he'll probably be available in Omaha. He won eight games and was actually their Friday night starter early in the season. And then, of course, Alex Paniliotis, who started yesterday. This is a guy who won 11 games last year. He had off-season hip surgery. Kind of took him a while to get back into the groove this year, but he's really pitching well. And he had a really deep bullpen, so I think when you start analyzing Florida's team, I think it has to start at the top of the rotation and down to the bullpen. And he just got really a collection of eight or nine arms that a lot of coaches would love to have. And for the most part, they really use them well, and they produce when they've had to.
And the guy who shut down the game, Tommy Toledo, I think, hell, he should be on the Pro Bowl Riders Tour with a name like that.
Yeah, he's definitely got a good name out in Nebraska. He should be a hit out there.
Scott, what do you think overall all the favorites of the Super Regionals have advanced on? And California you can look at as a Cinderella team, but they beat Dallas Baptist. You've got Florida State going today. Does Florida want Florida State there? Do they want Texas A&M? Same way with Virginia and UC Irvine.
Well, I guess the most Florida fans would certainly rather see Texas State. they don't root for Florida State for anything down here. But, you know, those teams obviously met last year out in Omaha, and, you know, Florida came up short. So, you know, either way, if they get out there or not, I mean, it's going to be a highly anticipated matchup if they do end up meeting out there. But you're right. I mean, what really has me excited, just being a guy who covers Florida and kind of the SEC, I mean, you have the three, tri-champions of the regular season with South Carolina defending national champion and Vanderbilt a team that's really loaded. I think it's going to be fun just to see these teams win at it all year in the SEC. They finished tied, and then, you know, they're going to go at it again out there, at least, you know, in the series. Maybe they'll meet up head-to-head or not, but, you know, one of those teams is going to rise to the top out there.
Scott, one of the stories about yesterday's ball game, for folks out there, I talked to you this morning about this already. There was some chirping going back from Kevin O'Sullivan to the bullpen, to some Bulldog players yesterday after an incident occurred. Everybody downplayed that after the game. I know that people are going to get asked about this. Clue fans in about that.
Yeah, it was in the ninth inning there. There was a foul ball popped up, Mississippi State. Obviously, it was an emotional game, a back-and-forth game, kind of tension. You know, everybody's on the edge. Foul ball at Florida's first baseman, Vic Cash Ramjet's his name. He was going for the ball, and Mississippi State first base coach. I mean, and it looked at TV replays. It was total accident. He basically didn't get out of the way fast enough. Ramjet tripped over his foot. Now, Mike Zunino, the catcher, still ended up making the play, so it was an out. But Ramjet went down and fell pretty hard, and he had suffered an injury in the SEC tournament that's still bugging him. So I think he got a little fired up, like, you know, he fell over to coach. That's something you don't expect. The coach usually gets out of the way. But I just think it was an honest mistake. But, you know, tensions were still high there a few minutes later at the end of the game. And it was a side of Kevin O'Sullivan we haven't seen. He did John Cohen, they exchanged, you know, handshakes. It was pretty quick and brief. And then he really, did some gator chops for the crowd. And it was really more emotional than we'd ever seen him. You could obviously tell that it was a big relief to get that win and finally, you know, say they made it back to Omaha, because that's been the goal from the first day. And really the pressure's been on them to do that since day one.
And a natural rivalry in the conference with Mississippi State. So advance on, get on, do some great things at the College World Series. They play Texas in the first game Saturday here on ESPN Radio. And, Scott, everybody down there bummed out today about the heat, or is everybody just fired up about the Gators, or is it two totally different fan bases?
You know, I mean, I think you're there, too. There are a lot of Gator fans from South Florida, a lot of my people on Twitter who I follow me. They were into the game last night, so I think they're bummed. But I think if you ask people in North Central Florida or above, I mean, it's more Gator. So you know, this just shows you really, you know, the best teams are usually going to win, and that's what happened in that series. I mean, Dallas was just the better team, and we'll see who's the better team out in Omaha in a few days.
Well, folks, Tommy Toledo along with Vic Cash Ramjet are coming to town.
Vic Cash Ramjet, yep. It's a hard name to pronounce. It took me half the season to get it right.
All right. Well, Scott, we appreciate the time today on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much, and enjoy Omaha. They got some great food waiting for you there.
All right, sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Scott. From GatorZone.com, Scott Carter. Okay, that's one. Every College World Series interviewee we have on, Daddy will mention the food. Okay, so there's one. You've got some very good coaches that are going to the College World Series as well, and will there be more with Virginia, UC Irvine, Florida State, Texas A&M? They play today again. Virginia, UC Irvine has a 3 o'clock game, followed by Florida State hosting Texas A&M at 6 o'clock. Those games will be on ESPN2. Television tonight, so check that out. Also, there was a little chirping last night of that Texas-Arizona State game. At the time, it really was big because the tying run for Texas came in on a balk call, and then there was some interference, and there was a guy called out for that, and all kinds of stuff, and Arizona State's coach really fired up, and a lot of people believing they just got augied again, but then they go on and win that by a score of 4-2, but it definitely turned the tide in the latter stages of that baseball game. Vanderbilt goes for the first time in history. North Carolina is back. Florida is back. Texas, they seem to be there all the time. Cal, first time since 92, and your defending national champion, South Carolina, back as well. And we are back in a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show, but first we want to let you know that lunch every day is available at the Chicken Coop, and this week, Daddy, their great special is a chicken salad sandwich with choice of side for only $5.99, served from 11 to 4 each day. They give you a weekly special, and they'll text that to you if you join their text club, and you can also find out anything else that's going on at the Chicken Coop. We're members of the club. It's not like we get seven messages a day. We get one or two a week. And all you have to do is text 28444 and then type in PBA Coupe. Send it off. You'll be sent the weekly specials and any other big things that are going on at the Chicken Coop. You already know that you can watch all of the College World Series there. If you want to watch the Super Regionals there this afternoon, you can do that. U.S. Opens this week, NHL Stanley Cup Game 6 tonight, Major League Baseball package. Anything you want to watch, it's there for you at the Chicken Coop with HD TVs everywhere you sit. There's not a bad seat in the house. Food and drink specials every night as well. And if you like burgers, got them. Pizza, got them. Salad, got them. And, of course, all the chicken. Boneless, bone-in, maybe you want a steak, you can get that anytime. They're open 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. When it's blistering hot outside, well, maybe you need to crave something cool at the Chicken Coop. We're back after this. Hey, everyone. Doug Duda here. There is something big happening in our area, and I wanted to personally tell you about it. It's the folks over at the Midway Auto Dealerships in Kearney. You spoke, and they've listened. Both Midway locations have now made the decision to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. And I'm proud to introduce hassle-free pricing at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Every new and certified pre-owned vehicle is clearly priced so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations, and you can feel confident that you got the best price. The values don't end there. You'll also get a lifetime of car washes and your first year's maintenance free. It's hassle-free pricing, free car washes, and free maintenance. You've got to check it out. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac in Kearney, or online as always at thinkmidway.com. That's thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Gold, like, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Gold. Like, no, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
We'll see a slight chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms today as temperatures climb towards 80 degrees. For tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm with a low of 62. On Tuesday, look for a slight chance of scattered showers and storms, a high of 81.
Right now, 63.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. If you miss any of our programs, all you have to do is check it out on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com and check out the new things they've got going on at Misco Sports downtown Kearney, where they take care of your baseball and softball teams and any sporting event. As we said, we're into summer camps. We're into travel time. It's almost time to have a little practice out there. It's never too early to think about getting those football cleats ordered or volleyball or whatever your sport is for the fall. Misco's is there for you, and, of course, they've got a great selection. Nobody does it better in the Tri-Cities of taking care of your baseball needs. They can outfit your baseball or softball team with uniforms, hats. They'll throw the travel bags. They've got those. And if you need equipment, bats, gloves, cleats, it's all right there. And if you like practicing on your basketball, check out their three different styles of Bison basketball units that you can put out and practice on, because Lord knows everybody needs a little practice. Misco Sports, open 7 days a week on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. It comes from Derek in Kearney. He's been a Dallas fan, I think, forever. He goes, and of course, being the German that he is, loving Dirk Nowitzki. Hey, fellas, I couldn't get to sleep last night after watching my man Dirk and the Mavs win the championship. You guys know I've followed Dirk his whole career, and there couldn't be a classier, more deserving player to win it all. Derek says, I got a couple of thoughts. The national media have been making this out to be Miami lost the series rather than the correct the Mavericks won the series. The Mavs improved their defense over the last several seasons, and the guard play of Terry, Kidd, and Barea was outstanding. The Heat are in good shape for the coming seasons. They're solid on defense, and as LeBron adds more dimensions to his game, he'll improve into a more all-around player. Now they just need to add a legitimate big man to add some post-scoring and interior defense. Haslam and Anthony are not the answer, says Derek. And I think Dirk cemented himself as the best foreign player to ever play in the NBA, and I would say probably one of the top 25 players to ever play the game. Go, Dirk! Derek in Kearney.
See, there's an argument.
Well,
the best foreign player, and people would have to, you know, you'd have to go back over time. Just, certainly, that would be more, you know, when you start talking the greatest 10 in the NBA, you get a pretty, whether he's one of them or not, that list is, it's very, obviously, very, very difficult to make. When you say the greatest foreign player to ever play the game, interesting.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. And it's, the ESPN big board today on theirs is asking how many NBA titles the Miami Heat will win, LeBron and Bosch and Wade. What's more likely to happen? They win one or Dirk wins another one? You think Dirk will ever win another one? I mean, the immediate answer is no. And that's not a bash on Dirk at all. He's done what he wanted to do. He won his NBA championship, something that Malone, Stockton, Barkley, go on and on and on, unable to do.
You know, they asked Jason Kidd last night on the podium, how much longer do you want to do this? I mean, he said, my body feels great. How that's possible to leg that many miles in 17 years, he says 2, 3, 4 more years. I got to think that if the Mavs keep this group, but where was this group all along this season? I mean, they just peaked at the right time. Phil Jackson talks about, you know, the whole season downplays, everything that goes on, we'll be ready when playoffs come. That's more like what the Mavericks did, isn't it? You didn't hear a lot about this team during the, I mean, they weren't blowing anybody away where you're going, oh my gosh, you got to watch the Mavericks during the year.
It's been a long, long time, and better research departments could come up with this kind of information, but it's always the one or the two seed in the West or the East that wins this. And if it's not, it's because there was a major injury, like the Spurs lost David Robinson for half the year, or Tim Duncan or Hakeem Olajuwon went down for Houston, or pick whoever you want, Patrick Ewing out for the Knicks, or it was a labor stoppage or something weird went on. I think that's why this is still surprising. And yes, Dirk and the Mavericks won it. LeBron and the Heat didn't lose it. The Mavericks won it. They came and they took every game, and they came back in virtually every game of this series to win their four contests. And the two that they lost, they were right there at the wire. So that's the say on that. Folks of the Nebraska Danger have let us know that they're going to have a fan appreciation night tonight from 6 to 8 at the Heartland Events Center. Free food and drinks, discounted danger gear, facility tours. They'll have players and staff that you can meet and talk to on hand as well. So come and hang out with the Danger one last time before the off season again. It's fan appreciation night tonight as they wrap up their season. Their last game was Saturday. Free food and drinks, danger gear, tours, players, and a whole lot more tonight from 6 to 8 at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. And one other note, Cornhusker State Games, I know a lot of folks love getting involved in that. The early deadline registration, early deadline is this Wednesday. You receive discounts and a whole lot more. So go onto their website, CornhuskerStateGames.com, to find out more information. But the early deadline for Cornhusker State Games is Wednesday at midnight.
Douglas, maybe your wife's saying, why don't you move that couch out away from the wall to help the guys when they show up with a new... Say, honey, let me handle this. Bruce Furniture will handle it for you. They don't need you to move it out. They'll clear the room for you. Bruce Furniture Delivery. Gladly take care of the heavy lifting for you. Bruce Furniture saves you the effort of moving your stuff around with just the right movers for you. Whether you're talking Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance, or the surrounding areas, they'll deliver it for you. There's no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons. No fine print. Price for a piece of furniture or mattress is that price. They're not giving you... They're not going to add up a sale, put an after-the-sales tax plus $60. No, they don't do that at Bruce Furniture. Just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
Should Gene Chizik be making more money than Bo Pelini? Amazing. Iowa State to Auburn win a national title. $3.5 million, potential $4.5 million. He got that raise after we were on the show on Friday. But, I consider it a good day for me. I consider it a good day. I had Miami in the finals, so that I had one of the teams in the finals. You had zero. Vancouver's up 3-2 in the NHL, so I'm ahead there. And I had the upset special times 5 for the Belmont Stakes. So I consider it a pretty good day for me and weekend for me. But you also did well in your College World Series draft. All 4 teams that you picked on Friday have advanced on. 2 more to go today. UC Irvine taking on Virginia. Texas A&M taking on Florida State. Enjoy it, folks. And we want to thank Scott Carter of GatorZone.com for joining us. Tomorrow, South Carolina baseball among our guests.
Yeah, we're going to the Hood. Scott Hood, Gamecock Central, joins us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.